the crown jewel of all the Vedas. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Shukadev. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. O Harinam, all glories to you, sung by all the sages. You are the supreme combination of syllables, and you bring transcendental bliss to all people. Even if a person utters you only once disrespectfully, still you relieve his many extreme sufferings. O son of the holy name, even a dim glimmer of your splendor swallows up the powerful darkness of materialistic life and gives those who are blind to the truth the vision to follow the path of pure devotional service. Who in this world, even if learned and pious, can fully describe your transcendental glory? O holy name, the Vedas declare that meditation on the impersonal Brahman cannot bring freedom from karmic reactions, that they have to be enjoyed or suffered, but that when you manifest in one's consciousness, all karma at once disappears. It's even commented on this verse. Rupa Goswami has even said, even Prarabdha karma, that is what is already manifest, it disappears. That's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur didn't give his brahmacharis money to go to the doctor. He said, chant. The Prarabdha karma, the manifest disease, if you chant properly, it will go. And here comes a prayer for attachment to the holy name. O holy name, you have many forms. Please repeat. O holy name, you have many forms, such as Agadamana, crusher of Agasura.
Such as Agadamana, crusher of Agasura.
Yashoda Nandana.
Yashoda Nandana.
Darling child of Yashoda.
Darling child of Yashoda.
Nanda Suno.
Nanda
Suno. Son of Nanda.
Son of Nanda.
Kamala Nayana.
Kamala Nayana.
O lotus eyed one.
O lotus eyed one.
Gopi Chandra,
Gopi Chandra,
moon of the gopis,
gopis.
Brindavanendra,
Brindavanendra,
king of Vrindavan,
Pranatha Karuna,
he who is merciful to the surrendered souls, and Krishna. I pray that my love for you in your many forms may greatly increase. I pray that my love for you in your many forms may greatly increase. Hare Krishna. This is one of the prayers which I will distribute in a while, which you can chant to get the mercy of the holy name. Text 6. O holy name, you are manifested in two forms, the Supreme Person you designate and the sound vibration that designates. We know that the second form, that is the sound vibration, is more merciful than the first. Because even if a person offends your first form, in many ways, you plunge him into an ocean of transcendental bliss if he serves your second form with his voice. O holy name, you destroy the many sufferings of those who take shelter of you. You are the very form of intense spiritual bliss, a festival of happiness for Gokula, and the perfect and complete form of Lord Krishna. Again and again I bow to you, O enlivener of Narada's Veena. Holy name enlivens Narada's Veena. O flood of the waves of sweet nectar. O holy name of Lord Krishna, please forever manifest on my tongue with all your nectarian sweetness. Wonderful, really wonderful. Thank you. My dear devotees, when I was hearing more and more about these prayers like this and statements in the Shastra as we have heard in the morning, I personally desire to find out how can I make these prayers work for me in my own life. And of course, I understood that committing offenses against the Holy Name is the main reason for not being able to taste the Holy Name. But how to work on all these offenses? At that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Harinam Chintamani came to a rescue, which was taught in the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education by many teachers, but I took a course from Tamakrishna Maharaj. And there, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that there is one root offense. I think to fight with all the 10 offenses is very, very difficult. It's almost hopeless. And how will you, you know, on the neophyte stage, give up attachment to material life, to ahang mameti? It's very difficult. But there is something you can do to fight with one offense if it is so clear and so easily perceivable, and that is pramada, the root of all other offenses, inattention while chanting. Now I will first of all, to tickle your imagination, ask you what could be different, or where could you spot inattention in your japa? Where can you spot it? What happens when you become inattentive? You become involved in other thoughts and pursue them. Mm-hmm. Yes, Braj Bihari.
I find that I'm not in a kind of prayerful mood. I lose that kind of understanding who the name is and who I am in relationship.
Yeah, one is not in the prayerful mood and loses the relationship to the name, to who I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mode of passion comes. We want to do something, both the body and the mind. In the scriptures, we find three things which cause inattention, and I think we can cure them because Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives recipes against it. One is diversion. That is very easy. Some sound comes, some happenings come for the mothers. Maybe the children get up and begin their child activities. Anything diversion. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you must go in a distraction-free atmosphere. And he gives two distraction-free atmospheres. One is just seclusion. To go to some secluded place where you can chant without distraction. This is very difficult in the Kartik season here in Govardhan area. Ooh, everywhere, every 1 meter you have a stall which sells the newest Hindi bhajan music, and it's very loud. I remember sometimes running out into Braj, just desperately looking for some place. The other thing which is recommended for a distraction-free atmosphere is to go into the association of devotees who chant nicely. At this stage, I want to recommend to you to enter always enthusiastically a holy space in which you can meet Srila Prabhupada. What devotees do, they put on a tape of Srila Prabhupada's japa, and they have this in the background. It works very, very nice. What I try to do in this Kartik Vrata, I've written it in my diary, that is a conscious endeavor to chant in the presence of Srila Prabhupada. I do have in my on my writing desk a picture of Prabhupada chanting, and you can see he's totally absorbed and just going back and forth in his chanting. And what one can do is, if one is in this type of mood, one can mentally go into the presence of Srila Prabhupada just by taking a place near to his lotus feet and chant in his association. This is mentioned in Shastra, that we should chant in the association of our spiritual master, and this can be done when we are close to him in the physical way or in another way where we chant Vani. I very much recommend this one japa tape which you can listen to, and if you don't have such a japa tape, I want to invite you to give me your address, and I would be so happy to send you this japa tape. It's a tape which was recently discovered, where Prabhupada chants japa with his disciples. It's not the fast sit properly tape which we might all know. That was done during when Prabhupada was in an initiation ceremony, and he had to chant many beads and so on. But there is one different tape which is available, and I would be very happy to provide this service, to send it to you wherever you indicate, and so on.
I think we also have it.
We have it. Good. So we can get it from Maha Bhagavat Prabhu, our tape expert. He can make copies. Yes. It's something which works very nice. In a distraction-free atmosphere means two things: either seclusion or to go in sadhu sangha. Another reason for inattention is just you're lazy to chant. Do you sometimes feel these atmospheres that now to chant rounds, you really don't feel enthusiastic? You have to do it. Okay. Okay, I have to finish. I have to go faster. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, 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 Rama, Yam. You must find out where you can find sources for your enthusiasm. A visit to the Holy Dham and something like a Govardhan Parikrama or a Vrindavan Parikrama can bring back enthusiasm and so on. There is another Oda Senior, it's called, it's indifference. Oh, I don't really care for chanting and the holy names. I'm what I am, and Krishna takes me like this. So this indifference which comes in our spiritual life, the main medicine against it is good sadhu sangha, which puts almost a mirror before us. Sometimes we don't want to go in this sadhu sangha because the mirror which is put before us is just too, the mirror reflection is just too heavy for us to see. We always look in the mirror of our own mind, and there we look quite all right. We mean well, at least. This is how we look. But when we come in the association of devotees, a clear mirror image of us is given, and we can do. Yes, all these inattentions come from tama and raja gunas, and they arise because we are not yet on the platform of nishta bhakti. We are on anishta bhakti, where these lower modes have control over us, and we need to fix ourselves up in fighting this offense called pramada. I want you now to return to turn to your neighbors, each one to each one. That means pairs of devotees, and for 10 minutes, you please dialogue on what you have done to improve your japa, particularly in the area of chanting more attentive, and what worked. I think this is very beneficial if you hear from others about their glorious experience, their endeavors, their struggles even, and what finally worked. Is the task clear? You turn to a neighbor and you discuss with him or her what you have done to overcome inattention while chanting and what ultimately worked for you. You will have 10 minutes. I hope it was useful to hear from other devotees. In our group, my partner said, if I just learn to hear one mantra and fix my attention on one mantra and nothing else, just that mantra and then the next mantra when it comes, then it works wonder. I want to encourage you in your fight with inattention by reading to you a letter of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur to one of his disciples, I suppose. I do not know to whom it must be, where he gives a very interesting analogy which I sometimes think is very encouraging. He says, the name of the Lord and the Lord himself are not two separate things but one. When the sound of the holy name passes through the lips, the conditioned sense of hearing and consciousness start to process the sound as though it were a material sound. Huh? You hear it and some reaction is there in your consciousness. And that is the way it is indeed perceived. As a result, only the external ear hears it. The other senses and the mind, which is the collector of sensory experiences, are envious of the ear, which they consider to be an equal partner. In other words, only the ear hears. Why do you hear? We are inactive. We don't do anything. We are envious. The result is that such chanting does not result in the cleansing of contaminants or anattas. Then he says, why? We do not even have the capacity to know intellectually that the name and the Lord of the name are one. And that now he gives us this. But just as one of the Vedic sacraments for the young child is to have the ear pierced, when our spiritual ear has been pierced by the holy name, the other senses give up the enviousness of the sense of hearing. They no longer quibble with the ear, which alone can perceive the transcendental sound. Then the flood of prema pours forth from all of the spiritual senses and cleans away the contaminations of opposition and enviousness. With that, the Lord of the name's beautiful form, qualities, associates and pastimes are revealed in the name and are experienced by the chanter as something quite distinct from his previous experiences within the material world. The kinds of worries and distractions of the mind typical of the conditioned living being cannot remain. This is what Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says. You start to hear and only the ear is engaged and your mind and your senses are envious. Oh, and they want to go other ways. They also want to be equally engaged. But there is nothing. So they make disturbance. But he says there is a time when just by continued chanting the material ear is pierced. Like a Kana Beda Sangskara, an ear piercing ceremony. And then the name proper, which the mind will never be able to understand, will pour its nectar over the conditioned soul. And then you chant with taste. Don't we all know this? We chant and chant, it's dry, it's dry, it's dry, still dry, it's even not yet undry. And then all of a sudden, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I think we all have this little experience. So when you are in this thirst period, when nothing happens in your consciousness, continue chanting. But you can add one technique, which I would like to introduce. It's not my introduction. You can pray to the holy name. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said, we should constantly pray to the holy name for his mercy. And there is one prayer which our Narada Muniji has prayed. It goes, Agadamana Yashoda Nandano Nandasuno Kamala Nayana Gopichandra Vrindavanendra, and continues in this way. There, the devotee says, "You are the killer of the demon Agar, Krishna." To Krishna's holy name, he says this. "You are the son of Yashoda. You are the son of Nanda. O lotus-eyed one, O moon of the gopis, O lord of Vrindavan, O merciful to the submissive. O Krishna, you have mercifully manifested in various forms. May my attachment for you be greatly increased." Then the holy name hears you trying sincerely to pierce your material ear. not you pierce it, but allow the holy name to pierce it, and simultaneously pray, "May my attachment be greatly increased. I can't go on like this." Then a very, very nice thing can happen. The holy name may, in his mercy, pierce your ear, the material ear. But never think any technique, and you might have talked about techniques amongst yourself, can induce the Lord to come. It's always, and it will always remain, a sweet secret how the holy name will reveal himself. It's up to him. Now, with this praying to the holy name, and we will talk a little bit more about this, I will enter now a part in our seminar where we get a little bit more life. I was hearing a little bit around in the pause, and devotees have clearly voiced a concern which I also began to develop, is we need something which glues our attention to these subjects. And the only way I have decided and wrestled, I've prayed to Giriraj and so on, is I will now talk about things which are precious to me in my own practice of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. You must allow me to speak like this, and not look with heavy eyes on me if I say something which for your spirituality is not yet so relevant. It is, or is not relevant. We are different people. I think when we only remain in the duty consciousness of chanting our rounds, I must finish my 16 rounds, if this is the only motivation, we will not be able to please Krishna, because we are, and the holy name might not reveal himself. We must come to the platform where we glorify the holy name. It is often said, "Vidhi marge braje bhava paite nohi shakti." One cannot attain the mood of Braj by mere practice of the external principles of devotion. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes about this. After a day, after he has chanted 64 rounds, he stops and he writes something. "I have counted one leg," means 64 rounds, "but no prema, because all I think is the number of my rounds." Ah, he says, a counting game. This is all what I am engaged in, a counting game. There is no mood, mood sounds so moody, no love, no attachment, and so on. A little earlier, we have heard how Krishna says, love weakened by the sense of majesty, which is a lot of distance to Krishna, does not satisfy me. What a devotee can, or what can bring us to a higher level of Krishna consciousness, of chanting our japa, is something which brings us to understand that the name and the named, that is Krishna and his holy name, are not different. We have to somehow carefully enter this. In Prem Bhakti Chandrika, Narottam Das Thakur has said that there must be a goal in your chanting or in your spiritual practice. Prabhupada, this is, was very nicely quoted, has also said, if you just do something without a goal, you might go in circles. And he has given the example of ruddering a boat. When you have a boat, who knows this technique? Rowing. Rowing, thank you very much. Not ruddering, but rowing. When you row a boat, you must have some idea of a direction where you go. No, otherwise you... I remember we were in Serbia and we were so finished from always going so late to bed and our bodies were really getting out of sync. So I said, today, my dear devotees, we will row in boats over the lake. We have to do something to get some air and some circulation going. Then we did so. We rented boats and rowed for half an hour or so. It goes fast to do something. And we were ready for the next big program afterwards. But I noticed, if you don't fix a goal, if you are not so expert, you go sometimes more left, sometimes more right, and you never reach anywhere. So in your sadhan, you need to fix your goal. What do you wish to attain in your chanting? Narottamdas Thakur says, I will constantly desire to serve the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna with loving attachment. That's his goal. And he says, whatever I contemplate during the practice of devotional service will certainly be achieved upon perfection in a spiritual body. This is the method of bhakti, the path of attachment. We must somehow throw the anchor of our consciousness in Krishna's holy land and follow that line which is there, and so on. If you do it with this goal, then your chanting will definitely get alive with a life of attachment. If you don't do it, if you have no goal with Krishna, if you never think of Krishna and as your goal of your life, your chanting might remain automatic. Bhaktivinoda Thakur enters here, of course, the path of Rag Maga. Chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra can lead us into rag, into attachment. With this rag, I now do not mean what is the connotation in ISKCON. When an ISKCON devotee hears Rag Maga, he thinks of many issues which were not dealt very nicely in the past, even by older devotees, and so on, and so on. But rag, I beg to say, it means what we all have to develop, attachment to Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the holy name gives the jewel of independence, Svadhinata means independence, to the person fixed in the regulative principles, placing him on the path of spontaneous devotion. That person, overcome by spontaneous attachment to the Lord, takes shelter of the Parakiya mood and goes on to become absorbed in love for Krishna. When you have a spiritual goal, in other words, a goal which is very essential for you, a goal for which you hanker, then the holy name, while you chant it, will give you more freedom. It will give you more attachment to Krishna, and you will become a little bit more spontaneous, full of life. Narottamdas Thakur's prayers are very valuable for someone who wants to fill the name with the person, that is Krishna. Prabhupada has instructed, so read Narottamdas Thakur's Prarthana, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Prarthana. They are very, very valuable for advancement of spiritual understanding, especially Narottamdas Thakur's Prarthana. So by reading them, by understanding them, we can understand Krishna very easily. Otherwise, it is very, very difficult to understand Krishna. See, these prayers of the great devotees can give our chanting a direction and life. Listen to this beautiful prayer in a meditative mood, please. O Lord Hari, Will this ever happen to me, that I leave this male body and upon assuming a female body, I will apply sandalwood paste on the limbs of both Radha and Krishna? I will comb their hair and decorate them with new gunja mala and make garlands of beautiful flowers for them. And I will dress Krishna in yellow garments and along with his sakis offer betel nuts to him. I will gaze at the enchanting beauty of their lordships, and I will dress Sri Radhika with blue garments decorated with 9 types of precious gems, and then braid her hair wonderfully and offer a garland of malati flowers. My desire is to always be gazing at their beautiful forms. All glories to Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami. I pray you may give this treasure to Narottam Das Thakur. It's not wrong if you sometimes develop a desire to be close to the Lord. Jiva Goswami says a proper devotee has 3 desires: to attain the Lord, to serve him favorably, and finally to develop an affectionate relationship with him. This is natural. This is not unnatural. We are Krishna devotees. So these songs of the acharyas can point us in that direction, to attain the Lord, to attain some devotional service to him, and to establish our own loving relationship. Of course, we must be careful. I've written here, anadikara chacha. We should not have unqualified discussions about this, about rasa-laden topics. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that there are people who are ajata ruchi. They have no ruchi. It is not yet born. But they think themselves advanced and therefore give up the study of Rupa Goswami's books, the path of Rupa Goswami, and even they give up and then they fall. But yes, this is not, but you can, you should hear about Krishna, and if you desire to attain him while studying the path of which has been revealed by Prabhupada, then your chanting and your sadhana will get the proper direction and you will reach. If you however think you are advanced and leave the path of Trinada Pisu Nichena, Trinada Pisa Hishnuna, if you leave humility, then you are like a pumpkin. When a pumpkin prematurely grows at birth, patch, seeds fly all over and it has stopped its function. Hare Krishna. I think you begin to feel here's something coming from the heart of our speaker. Now, after having heard this much, I want to go into the subject of krama. Krama is very important in theological discussions. It means steps which we take to reach to a goal. What we are now hearing about is the sadhana krama, which someone follows, the steps who wants to develop attachment to Krishna in his chanting. Such a devotee knows, if I just continue to count my rounds without feelings towards Krishna, then I will be finished. I will leave the path of Krishna consciousness like so many before who have taken to the path of material taste, television, worldly literature, and finally the holy cow of materialism, that's illicit sex. And then more degradation. So we must get attachments into our heart. And the devotees of Lord Krishna have prayed to him on the floor, more or less, give me taste in your holy name, and so on. There are many prayers like this. Here, This is directly taken from Harinam Chintamani of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The order of discipline or sadhan krama is as follows. Who can now tell me what is the first point of someone who wants to make advancement in chanting? What does he absolutely have to do? We have spoken about it. I want to see how some encouragement if I have been able to transmit some knowledge. Yes, Manasi. Thank you so much. You have encouraged us very much. Trying to give up offenses. The introspective devotee must at first discard all the 10 offenses and simply meditate on the holy name, trying to chant constantly. He should distinctly pronounce the holy name and meditate upon the transcendental sound vibration. Now, how do you meditate about the sound vibration of the holy name? Can I hear some work? Rogerio, no, sorry, others. How do you meditate about the sound vibration of the holy name? What do you suggest?
Well, Maharaj, actually, what I'll say is something like what not to do.
Okay.
When Adi Pushpur, when I was talking during the 10 minutes, he brought up the point in talking to other devotees in his own experience. Sometimes you can be very attentive, but if you're not personal, and not really, you can actually be very, it can be very dry, chanting attentively.
Yeah.
If you're not thinking that the name is Krishna's name, it's a person's name.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that? I don't know if you've ever had
Yes. That. Yes, if there is no Krishna in your chanting, but only even if it's attentive. I noticed we had the same point in our discussion group. Yes, there are many methods for you can look at the name and just follow the lines, and still you're dry like a stick. So what could it mean to meditate on the transcendental sound vibration? It can't mean a mechanical thing. This is clear from Braj Bihari's. You call in Krishna, you have a very sympathetic accent. Yes, you call Krishna like a child for the mother. Huh? I'm sorry, I did not see your hand. Yes, our Srimati. Understanding that the ear is a door to the heart and inviting Nam in. This could mean to meditate. Hari Bhakti Vila, thank you all. This is all very, very helpful. Hari Bhakti Vila says, while chanting, one must affectionately remember the meaning of the mantra. If you want to meditate about the Hare Krishna mantra, the first thing is the meaning. Meaning, what is the meaning? Not just some letters, HareKrsna. There is some deep understanding behind it. Prabhupada said it like this: Hare Krishna means addressing them. Oh my Lord, oh my Lord's energy. So when you address somebody, you want to ask for something. So if they reply, yes. Why are you calling? Then we are calling, please engage me in your service. This is the prayer. Prabhupada. Explain the meaning of the mantra to your heart. Then you get into this what Braj Bihari was alluding to. You must relate to a person in the chanting. Now there are many meanings given in authorized scriptures, and today I will just read to you what Srila Gopal Guru Goswami explains, because this is quoted in Bhajan Rahasya. The personality of Godhead who has... If you want to look this up for you, because this is very helpful for you, I will kindly refer you to page 14 of the Bhajan Rahasya. The rules for chanting are described in the Hari Bhakti Vilas as follows. He says, to be attentive, purification of the heart is required. A dirty heart can't be attentive. This means you have to keep silence, that is, avoiding unfavorable talking. This talking. Ooh, so many material relationships, so many material meanings. It just stirs up the mind, that it is always agitated. Keep silence if you want to go on an amrata, especially when you chant. Don't interrupt with talk. But you can talk about Krishna. That's favorable talking. While chanting, one must affectionately remember the meaning of the mantra. Steadiness, and then it continues. So, the meaning of the mantra is interesting. Can I talk about this? The personality of Godhead, who has a form of eternity, knowledge and bliss, has manifested himself in the form of his name. He has come in the form of the name. You think like this while you chant. Oh, Krishna, who has a form of bliss and eternity, is now before me in the form of his name. This is how you begin to your meditation. Because he takes away ignorance and its activities, the devotees remember him as Hari. Krishna, take away my ignorance and whatever else is with it. Sri Radha, who is the Lord's own pleasure potency, steals the mind of Krishna. Aha, there's someone who steals even Krishna. Krishna steals so many unpleasant things, and Krishna is stolen away by Srimati Radharani. She is therefore praised as Hara. The vocative form of Hara is Hare. See, Krishna is the eternal beloved of Radha, who is bliss personified. The beautiful dark son of Nanda. And you begin to think while you chant, oh, Krishna is the beautiful dark son of Nanda, with eyes like lotus petals. Oh, how beautiful, is the only source of bliss for the residents of Gokula. He is therefore known as Krishna. Therefore the names Hare and Krishna mean Radha and Krishna, and are full of eternity, knowledge and bliss. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is glorification of Radha and Krishna. While continuously chanting, one should remember their sublime pastimes. I will get into this in a moment. But I wanted to ask you, do you follow the logic? If we only chant letters but don't refer them to the name, we will not develop attachment. If I say a name which doesn't mean anything to me, the name Sam. I do not know any Sam. I know a Samuel, but not a Sam. Then I can guarantee you, if the two parents of this cute little boy, Nanda Gopal, if they hear Nanda Gopal, oh, the boy, and the pictures come, and so on, because they can associate the name with the person. This we need to learn. This is so important. Otherwise, welcome to the desert land of the Hare Krishna movement. I'm giving a little spark into the lecture. So, this is not forbidden. This is wanted. And I will read a verse, a quotation by Srila Prabhupada in a moment. So, now meditate about the transcendental sound vibration. Are you ready for the next step? Yes. When his chanting is clear, that is the sadhakas, steady and blissful, he should try and meditate on the Shyam Sundar form of the Lord. With chanting beads in hand, his chanting and meditation should seek out the transcendental form of the holy name. He will indeed see with spiritual vision the real meaning the name represents. So this is already quite advanced, to while you chant, to think of the Lord's form. And I want to recommend one thing here. This is now, I'm falling a little bit out of the reading, just Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Don't force it. Anything which you force in spiritual life will not bring you to the desired goal. These things need to be revealed by Lord Krishna. But you can look in the direction so that when it comes, you recognize it and you keep it. Now, to look in the right direction to the form of the Lord, do you have any idea what you could do? Because it is middle new, I will. It's not good to guesswork on this. Another method he may employ, that is the introspective devotee. We don't talk of the external income people, we talk of the introspective devotee. Another method he may employ to see this form is to sit in front of the deities. Drink the beautiful form of the Lord with his eyes and meditate upon the holy name. I remember that Prabhupada gave this advice to on a very early stage of our movement. And I remember there was a tape which was rotated, or which came also to Hamburg. That's a town in Germany where we joined. And there Prabhupada seems to speak to devotees who are just about to bloom. And Prabhupada says, begs them, don't go away. The devotees are very stubborn. They say, we have no taste, it doesn't work, and the relationships are impossible, and all this. And so Prabhupada says, no, it works. Go before the deities now and chant. And if anyone comes and engages you in service, say, no, Prabhupada said, we can sit here and chant and still get prasad. This is how you relate the name with the person. You can sit before the deity or a picture of your deity and look at it. Wonderful things can happen during this process. This helps you to look. The Acha Vigraha is after all the Lord who comes into this world so that with our senses we can see him. So if we want to look to the direction of the Lord, we can look to the deity. This is what is explained here. Even after reaching the stage where the holy name and the form of the Lord become one, he must try to remember the transcendental qualities of Lord Krishna. The holy name and the qualities of Krishna must merge through constant chanting. What could this mean, to meditate about the qualities of Krishna? Could you give an example, please? Our Mataji has immediately told us the most important aspect. It is said the most important quality of Krishna for the sadhakas in the world is Bhakta Vatsala. He's the friend, the compassionate friend of his devotees. He cares for you. Think about his karuna, his mercy. Do you know why Lord Jagannath has red eyes?
No.
This is the reason. When a person develops compassion for someone, a little red spot will appear in the whiteness of his eye. Lord Jagannath has compassion so much that it's all over him and all around him. Purusha, what is it? This Slim Maharaj from Orissa? Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj has told in Zurich. Gokishodas Babaji prays, my dear Lord, I have heard that you are Bhakta Vatsala. This doesn't encourage me because I'm not a Bhakta. But when I heard of your other name, Dina Bandhu, the friend of the fallen, I have gotten encouragement. This is the same thing. which Mataji has said. Krishna cares for his devotees in the world. Just a more desperate way of approaching it. Meditate about it, and you will see that this quality comes to your help in your dryness, in the dry desert. Next, the introspective devotee goes on to practice the remembrance of Krishna's pastimes. Generally, these will be pastimes that facilitate meditation upon the holy name. For instance, you can responsibly think of how the gopis, after Krishna had disappeared from them due to their pride, went to the sacred banks of the river Yamuna. And what did they do? They chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They chanted like this. This is a pastime which facilitates meditating about Lord Krishna in conjunction with the holy name. The Leela Smarana or pastime meditations also gradually become one with the holy name, form and qualities of the Lord. At this point, what is the point we are now on? Yes, only pastimes? Remembering pastimes, yeah, only that or more? Chanting of course, yeah, but something else we remember? What have we talked about? Form, quality, pastimes. Everything, dear devotees, is described by a form. This is a candle, it has a form of the candle. Quality, it has wax, it smells like it. And it has some activities. It burns. A candle which does not burn. You batsate it. Batsati means to throw it. So anything must have a form, qualities and pastimes. The holy name also. What is the form? Search out the form of the holy name. Search out the qualities and the pastimes. And these are the form of Krishna, Radha Krishna, their qualities and their activities. It must come. At this moment, I hear the spear of the institution sizzling through the air in my direction. And I will now build a shield against the spear. Prabhupada said, regarding your first question, is it offensive to think of Krishna's pastimes while chanting? I think you should know that it is not offensive, but rather it is required. One must try for the point when he simply hears Krishna, and immediately all of Krishna, his pastimes, his form, and his qualities are in his thoughts. So to always be immersed in thoughts of Krishna, this is our process. When we are full in Krishna, then where there can be any chance for Maya in us? So this is our duty, to remember Krishna's pastimes. One who cannot remember Krishna, let him always hear. Again we go to the first step. Chanting, but not just chanting continuously, but chanting while trying to avoid the offenses. Let him always hear Hare Krishna, and then when he has perfected this art, then always he will remember Krishna, his activities, his qualities. If you ever come in the situation where you need a shield, this is Srila Prabhupada letters 68:12:4. Now some own conviction to be done. Now, of course, and I again want to say this, the spear of the institution is not totally unfounded. In the history of any religious movement, also in the Gaudiya history, devotees have gone off the path into the dangerous path of kalpana. Kalpana means imagination, because they seriously wanted to gain some taste in what they're doing, and they have religious fantasies, dreams, which get into the area of Sahajianism, are very dangerous. Instead of the highest, they get the lowest. They remain on the mental platform, and because they are not qualified and they engage in high lila things, especially in the Madhurya Rasa, their material attachments are not quelled, that means put down, but they are arisen. Jiva Goswami has to speak about this in his holy works. He says, when someone who engages in hearing about Radha and Krishna experiences a transformation of the male organ, then he must immediately stop. You know, this, I have now said something very, very heavy, I know. What happened to this poor person is that without responsible guidance by a personality like Prabhupada, who very clearly speaks Krishna Leela and how we can digest Krishna Leela, you might get the shower of nectar on your karma seeds, which are still in the heart. Karma means lusty desires. And instead of attachment to Krishna, this other seeds go up, and attachment to the opposite sex comes. Therefore the Goswami, so highly absorbed in things, has to talk about biological things. I have said it one time, those who have heard it. This is very disgusting, we know, and we don't advocate this. Therefore, we must now discuss a little bit the question, what does it mean to be purified? So that you can, the pure mind can engage in remembering pure things. What is your definition of purified? I know it's very difficult to say something when the lecturer is in a mood to just say things, and when he has already his own concepts. But you must have some idea what is pure. Yes.
Our only desire is to please Krishna.
A pure desire to please Krishna, to be innocent like a child. Oh, wonderful. Please. They are pure in their hearts and they can make others pure in the association. Mm-hmm. Maritza had her hand up. Said it, yes. Purity. You have said wonderful things better than I have worked of. I'm thinking now of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's ideas when to enter Leela. There is a very important verse which our guru line, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, have always embedded in their preaching. And we need to hear this verse. I want to find it. Tadara jastamo bhava. It's a verse which tells you when real God realization takes place, so that you know it's not an imagination. Tada, 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 tadashma. Do we have the Bhagavatam available? Can someone please look up for me? 1:2:19. Yes, Narayani? Yeah. 1:2:19. It is this platform which we have to be, which we have to arrive at, and there is a method how you can arrive at it at the chanting of the holy name. There are two types of bhakti, in general, which is steady bhakti and unsteady bhakti. Do you know what is unsteady bhakti? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Flickering. Unsteady. Anishta bhakti. As soon as irrevocable, I say the Sanskrit, tada, this is steady, this is a symptom of steady bhakti. Tada rajas tamo bhava kamalobarayaschaye cheta ete anavidam sitvam sattve prasidati. I've just decided to make a little pause before revealing the verse to you, because I feel we have already heard a lot. We need a little pause. You will have a pause of 15 minutes now, and I am guaranteeing you it will become, we have almost reached what we are heading to all the time, it will now become very practical. What I want, I have given now a little taste of how you can make your chanting advanced by not doing letter chanting but naam chanting, by combining the name with a person. Now we have heard about advanced techniques of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, starting from inoffensive chanting and going higher to remembering the form of the Lord. If we can't do this, then we go to the deity, but then we think of the qualities of the Lord, and then finally the Leela, in most properly the Leela in connection with the name. But we know, we have been cautioned by Leela chanting, we are not qualified, the exact opposite can happen, and we don't want this. What is qualification? The qualification is nishta. How to get into nishta by a method of chanting will be explained in the second session. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. You will hear after 15 minutes.